Hey, it's Matt Grady here on another episode of the Live Your Full Potential podcast. Welcome to today's podcast. I'm going to break this podcast into two parts. The first part is going to be on the topic of becoming a player and not a fan. And in part two, I'm going to tell you how to get into action. And I'm going to follow up in a few days on that. So becoming a player, not a fan, what does that mean to me? So when I think about becoming a player, not a fan, I think about people going through the motions of life, living a life by default, not by design, watching from the sidelines instead of really actively engaging and actively participating. And if, like many, if you're tired of being a spectator in your own life and you want to take charge of your destiny, your goals, your ambitions, your family, your business, your life, your business partnerships, whatever it is, it's time to become a player, not a fan. So we're listening here on technology. You're likely to be watching this on YouTube or listening to this on Spotify and Apple. But wherever you're listening to me today, you're listening on a piece of technology. And the way I like to refer to technology or the digital age is the entertainment age. And I genuinely believe that that these devices and these resources and these tools that we're using, as brilliant as they are, they're huge distractions, and they're designed to entertain. And you know, you've seen yourself scrolling through social media, you've seen yourself being distracted by a watch that might beep or your phone notification that comes up, and all these distractions are taking you away from doing the most important things, and that is doing the things that are aligned to your goals, to your relationships, to your work, to your business. So what does it mean, and how are we going to get away from those things? And I think the first place that I need you to start is to get absolute clarity on your goals and what you're looking to achieve in life, work, relationships, whatever that might be. And at JPDV Performance, we put together a values assessment document to help you get absolutely crystal clear on your top five values. But it's more than that. It's more than becoming aware of your values. It's putting it into action and taking an active role. So when I talk about being a player, not a fan, I'm saying get out of the rafters, get off of the sidelines and start taking an active role. And that could even be in your hobbies as well. It means pursuing your goals with passion, with purpose, rather than just simply observing from the sidelines, as I've said. So here's some tips I'm going to go through. We're making the shift, the mindset shift from becoming a player and not a fan. And for those of you that know me, I'm a professional golfer by trade, you could say. I started playing golf when I was 8 years old. I turned pro when I was 18. I went on to secure sponsorship and play tournament golf for a number of years. I transitioned into business, where I found that the barriers for entry and real top performers were very few and far between. And I knew that it was my mindset and the way I approached scenarios and taking complete ownership of anything that happened, complete ownership of my results, that put me in the top 1 or 2% very, very early on. So out of eight parts to today's podcast, I'm going to talk about the first part, which is taking complete ownership. And if you're part of our mailing list, you would have received a very brief email on this today because I talked about the subject. But becoming a player starts with taking complete ownership of your life. And it means recognizing that you're in complete control of your own destiny. You've got the power to make things happen. You've got the power not to make things happen. So you really can't blame others or external circumstances when you're taking complete ownership. You really are putting the mirror up of any situation. But the great news is, once you take ownership of any situation, of any scenario, of anything that happens, then you've got the ability to make a change as well. So when you take complete ownership, yes, you do take on more responsibility, but you also take on the responsibility for making change. And if you're not happy with what you're getting, you can make a change. And there's an old saying, and we've all heard it, if you keep doing what you're doing, you keep getting what you're getting. So let's have a look, an objective look at the results that you're getting in life, in business, in your relationships, whatever it might be, whatever pursuits that you're taking on. Take complete ownership and give yourself some realistic feedback. Now, point number two I'm going to move into is being proactive. So this means taking action to make things happen. Instead of waiting for opportunities, players create opportunities. they look for solutions. They look for, they actively look to find opportunity. They look for ways to improve skills and knowledge. They look for ways to improve relationships. They take advantage of every opportunity that comes their way. So be proactive. Take a proactive stance. And the opposite of proactive, as you know, is? That's right, reactive. Now, do you want to be living a life that's reactive, always responding to things happening around you? There's a saying that we used to say in business is, your emergency is not my priority. But if you're a reactive person, you're going to be taking on the burden of everyone else around you. Say, yeah, yeah, I'll help. Hey, yeah, I'll help. Hey, yeah, help. Even if it's not aligned to your values or the work that you're doing. So flip it on its head and be proactive. Be the person that's going out there, not the fan, not the onlooker, not the person that's absorbing all this noise. Be proactive. And when you're proactive, when you start putting yourself out there, you're going to come across challenges. So point number three that I'd like to make today is, embrace these challenges. So becoming a player means you have to embrace challenges. You have to push yourself way beyond comfort zones. We don't even talk about comfort zones in sports. We're just out there beyond the comfort zone all the time, constantly feeling like we're in a challenge state. Failure is a very, very natural part of a learning process. So don't let that hold you back. And I would encourage you to be seeking out challenge in every part of your life. So relationships, you know, can you imagine having a relationship for 20, 30, 40, 50 years that doesn't have its challenges? I think it'd be quite boring. You know, if you're never challenged by your other half, your partner, your business partners, I think it'd be completely boring. But once you start taking on these challenges, we move into point number four, which is taking responsibility. You've got to be ready to take a few on the chin, and it's how we build resilience. So a player for me, taking ownership takes complete responsibility of their actions as well. So before the result, you're taking responsibility for what are you doing? What are your mistakes? Don't make excuses. Don't blame others for your failures. Instead, let's look at these mistakes. Let's take responsibility for them. They're not failures. They might be slight errors in judgment. They might be slight curves in the path that you didn't intend to go on. And use them as opportunities to grow and improve. How many times have we made mistakes? How many times have we got something slightly wrong? But we're all here today living proof that we can move beyond these mistakes or these errors in judgments or these lessons that we're taking on. So enjoy taking responsibility. That's one thing I want to share with you. Another point, my next point, where are we? I think point five now is communication and engagement. Now, players aren't afraid, especially in relationships, of communicating and engaging with us and be truthful and honest about your feelings, about being fully engaged and present in conversations, actively listening and being willing to also compromise and work together to find solutions. Now, I've had many coaches over the years, mentors and coaches in sport and business, and outside of sport and business in my personal life. And I'm always willing to make compromises in order to get a better version of myself. So I encourage you to actively engage in communication. Don't sit back. Don't be that person in the meeting that sits back and just soaks in all the information and walks away, never puts the hand up, never gets involved in a conversation. And with that, especially in the team environment, the next point I'd like to make is growth and learning. Now, fans are very critical. Fans are very quick to point the finger. And especially in a modern age, fans are very quick to criticize and critique, even though they might never have been in a position that you're in. But a player is always looking for ways to grow and improve. And even if that means taking a bit of flack from the fans, shall we say, but pursuing growth and learning doesn't always mean taking on critique. It means taking responsibility and ownership of your own learning and development. That's reading audiobooks, taking classes, seeking out new experiences, especially when you start looking at new challenges and seeking out opportunities. We mentioned earlier about being proactive. You start to find these new experiences for personal and professional golf. And that is really key, professional development. And that really is key to your growth and becoming a player. Fans I don't know. Do they grow? Do they learn? I know they're supporting. They're supporting from the sidelines, but are they really on the pitch? Are they really on the course? Are they really in the ring pursuing growth and learning? Or are they on the side drinking beers and shouting comments and putting things on social media? Is that really helpful? I don't think so. But beyond all that, one thing that you probably will think of is fans are very passionate. And that's great. Yeah, I know there's a lot of fans and they make sport sometimes what it is by creating a great environment. But as a player, you need to be continuously pursuing your passions with enthusiasm and dedication and really looking at what you're doing with a great deal of love and pursuing it with everything you've got. There's a saying that we use in the business, and I used last year as well when I wrote my book, is amateurs dabble and professionals are all in. So I want you to go all in and be passionate about what you're doing. And passion and dedication, for me, in all the decades of sport, are absolutely essential in achieving success. And probably most importantly, achieving a sense of fulfillment in life as well, that I'm doing the right things, that I'm doing the things that I love. So whatever you're doing, pursue it with passion. And my question to finish off part one of this podcast series is, what are you waiting for? It's time to become a player and take charge of your own destiny and take charge and take responsibility and ownership, accountability, look for growth and learning. Don't be afraid of communicating and engaging. Get involved in conversation around what you're doing. Take complete responsibility. Embrace the challenge. Be proactive and take ownership of your life. Really, that's the key thing for me, is taking complete ownership of every aspect, every part of the build-up. Now, as a player in sport, I often thought, and it wasn't until I was looking at coaching models recently that I realized in sport, we spend 90% of our time preparing for a main event, which takes up about 10% of our time. If we look at a whole year, let's say there's 30 tournaments, 30 times four, think of all the days that are left preparing. And here's a stat for you. Usain Bolt has won 9 gold medals, but he's only run in competition for 3 minutes. I think just less than 3 minutes. But you're not telling me he hasn't spent hours and hours and hours at the track, in the gym, in the pool, on the bike, training for those 3 minutes where he's won gold medals. So there's a lot of work to be done behind the scenes. And in JBDV Mental Performance, we look at the inner game as well. We know that the inner game is one of the biggest games that you need to play and master. So we've put on some free training every month. It's on the last Thursday of every month. And it's going to be between the hours of 10:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m. And I'm going to put a link in the podcast here that you can register for the inner game free training. And if you feel like you want to move forward with your own coach and you feel like you're ready, you're sold on your own transformation, you want to push the button, you want to pull the trigger, whatever the saying is, I'm also going to put a link in there to take some action and either book a clarity call with me or one of the JPDV coaches to discuss what might be getting in your way before you completely commit to coaching with us. But if you are ready to commit and you're ready to go all in and be a player and take an active role in your life, then I'm also going to put a link in there to OTE, which is our 12-week online coaching program. And I'm also going to put another link in there for Live 100, which is our mastermind, where we meet once a month for 3 hours with a collective of high performers, high performing thinkers as well, our special guest speakers, and also our exclusive groups and private coaching, which is also an option for our coaching clients. I'll put that link in there so you can get some more information. But if you're worried and maybe have some questions to ask about yourself and about us, I'll put that link in there as a reminder again for a clarity call, and you're welcome to book 30 minutes with any of us to discuss where you are now, what might be holding you back. And we ask great questions, and then we ask even better questions to unlock some of the things that are getting in your way, or at least the things that are getting in the way of you achieving your full potential. So I hope you enjoyed this short podcast today. I'm going to be following this up with a part two, as I mentioned, of how you can get into more decisive action. I'm going to leave all the links in the bio, in the thread, in the YouTube thread, wherever you're listening to this, And I hope you take some action today. And I hope that if you take one thing from this, is that you're going to move to be an active player in your life and less of a fan in your life, sat from the sidelines, wait for things to come in, not taking ownership and responsibility. You're going to be a proactive player and move forward to live your full potential. Thanks for joining us today on this Live Your Full Potential podcast with JPDV Performance. Thanks again for your time and attention. I'll speak to you soon.